Okay, so we were wondering in the Derech HaRemez, what exactly is going on with all these details of the beautiful party? It's a little strange, meaning we understand that the Gros says that the point of telling us about the party is because you couldn't have even imagined how much Olam Hazeh you could have. So the only way you can imagine how much Olam Hazeh you could have is the Pasuk tells it to you. And Mela now, oh, that's what Olam Haba is. Okay. But still, why the details? Still, why the details? So the Gra in the Derech HaRemez says, Chor Karpas Uscheles. So what are these things? So the Gemara says, Chor, there's two shitas, what it is, really three. One shita is, before that, b'chatzar ginas bisan hamelach. So we said in the derech pshat, the chatzar is the outside, the ginas hamelach is inside the gina, and the bisan is the place that the melach relaxes and sits and whatever. Now, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Why does it say that the party took place in all three places? Outside, inside, and then the private section of the king's palace. A bit loud, Baruch Hashem, today. So the Gemara says three pshatim. The Gemara says one pshat is that haroy lechatzer lechatzer, haroy legina legina, haroy lebisan, that whoever it was by your level. That's one pshat in the Gemara. The next pshat in the Gemara is, it started off in the chatzer, v'loyech, then it went to the gina and it overflowed into the bison. And the third pshat is that he put them in the chatzer with two openings, achad legina, achad lebison. So the Gros says, what's this talking about? He says that the first pshat is that everyone goes according to their darga. One person gets all their schar and olam hazeh, which is the chatzar outside. Other people get all their schar and olam habah and Gan Eden. And then there are those people that Hashem brings into his inner sanctum in the olam habah. That's if you go, that means that the remez is one here, one here, one there. If you say it overflows, it means that the tachlis of someone's neshama in this world is to mesaken themselves. So when you're in this world, kol zman that you belong in the world, you've got to be in the chatzar. But eventually, you can achieve the tikkun that you are supposed to achieve. Once you achieve the tikkun you're supposed to achieve, it overflows into the chat, into the gina. Once it overflows to the gina, at that point, you've already achieved full tikkun, and you can go into the bisa. Okay. What's the third pshat? That he put them in the middle and they had two roads to choose from. So the third shot is, as you can imagine, means a person, Hashem puts you in Olam Hazeh, and you have a path, and you have to do your Bechira to choose which path to go to. Okay? So that's what the Gra in the Derech HaRemez says on that. Now, what does the Gra say? We were wondering about the details of the Chor Karpas Uscheles, all those fancy items, the details. What's with the details? So the Gros says like this: is a Gemara when it says Chor Karpas Utchelis. What's the Chor? So the Gemara says, "My Chor, Rav Amar Chari Chari, Ushmol Amar Milas Lavana Itzilah." One man, the Amar, says it was Chari Chari. It was things with tiny holes in it, like fancy, I guess, sheets that have little holes. And the other man, the Amar, says it meant a very fancy brick, Milas Lavana Itzilah. So Zakta Gra like this. The Yitzhar comes in slowly. The way the taiva works is that a person doesn't get sucked in to wanting a tremendous amount of wealth overnight. It's not like you wake up one day and you're like, hey, I want to be rich. No, it doesn't work like that. First, he tells you the Yitzhara, enjoy a little bit more the Michael. Get some good food. Enjoy the Yom HaZeh. You give into your taivas a little bit. Oh, you see, it's good. Then this is good. Let's move on to more choshev tayves of covid. You'll get choshev cars, choshev furniture. Move on. Achagach yikarin. She says that's the order of the psukim here. It's telling you the order of how the Yetzer Hara snags a person into wanting more and more. It says first you start with chur kapras with tcheles.
Well, you start with Mishta,
And then the chur kapras with tcheles, and then galila kesef amudei sheish mito izava kesef. Then it's basically about draga of the Yetzer Hara. What's this first level? So the first level, he doesn't explain everything, but he says chori art is an item that has tiny holes in it, like a fancy sheet with like a wheat woven. So this is the power of the Yetzer Hara. It makes holes in the neshama. His lashon. So it causes you to create a shtickle vacuum of a neshama. In other words, the first way that it does it is it creates a vacuum where now you have no sensitivity to ruchnis in that area. And then the other pshat is milas lavana hitzilam, which means he shows you how geschmack the things are. So, in other words, basically what has to happen is that what has to happen is that in order for the Yetzer Hara to take hold in the person, he first has to create holes in the neshama. In other words, if a person is taka feeling a full sipuk, a full sipuk, a full geshmak from their ruchnius, they won't have to run after the gashmius. The way to fight the gashmius is not by saying gashmius is bad. It's by making a focus and having a sipuk in ruchnius. A lot of times you'll find a bachur goes to yeshiva and they're struggling with things or whatever. If they get into learning, it solves all their problems. A lot of times it doesn't, but it could. Right, so the first method of the Yeshua is clear. Find the vacuum where he's not satisfied with the neshama, and then it presents the oil hazadik. Now, the Gemara asks a question: was it galile kesef or vamude sheish? It was mitos zav v'kesef. It was gold and silver bed. So which one was it, gold or silver? So again, we have a machlokes in the Gemara. One Rabbi Yehuda says haroi l'kesef, kesef haroi l'zav, zav. And Rabbi Nechemia says no. If kina tamato kina basuda, ella heim shal kesef v'ragleim shal zav. So what's the significance of these two pshatim in the Gemara? So the going. That the first shot is that he brings you in the Yetzer Hara and he says, look, we can try to get you everything. Let's go. But at the end of the day, haroi lekesef kesef, haroi lezav zav, you're going to get exactly what you're supposed to get. There was mitzvahs, everyone was running for the gold. But if you're destined, the fimazaloi, to get the kesef, you're going to get the kesef regardless. So this is a damper on the sheif of the Yetzer Hara. That's the first thing. Galil kesef. So then the Gemara says, "Im kena tamato kina basuda." What was this kasha in the Gemara? Says we find that there is a tzlacha to Rishayim, so it's not fair. Ve'inim. Kimo kamash vativ lo adam boil mazem khasem lo yebel ma ba lachin toy gdel la tzadikim. You have to understand something. Ella, you know what it is? It's not just that if you're roy for kesef, you get kesef, you're roy for zav, you get zav. Pshat is If you end up trying to get the kesef, trying to get the zav, you deserve the kesef. You're going to lose it in your olam haba. Really, everything that you see on top, that's kesef, raglayen shel zav, the legs of it are zav. That means that it's all the kesef that you're getting is really standing
Even bigger.
on something even bigger. Okay. So, this is Ha'inin, ki kol ma shenoisin kan kesef, noitlin mishom zav. And that's Mamasha Gemara, right? That the wife of Rav Chanina bar Doisa, she wanted to take something, and then she saw that she had a table of gold, kara de dahava, v'zeo amru, right? And she was missing a leg of gold. It's Mamasha Gemara. This is a chat that the legs of gold mean the chelik in olam haba. So these people, it's unbelievable. The Right, the story. Rav Chanina Badesa was very poor, and she said, "Why don't you, can't you get me something to eat?" So he ended up giving. And then she saw in a dream that she was sitting in Olam Haba on a three-legged chair. And what happened to the fourth leg? Oh, you took it in Olam Hazeh. She said, "No, I don't want it." So the leg that was missing was a golden leg. So the Gemara is referring to this gold leg from this mita. The mita Zava Kesef means is that any kesef that you get in this world is. Any kesef you're getting in this world, the regular of it is coming off from the regular zava. That's how he's teaching over here.
It's in about everything, or that specific type of story where they request specifically.
Okay.
If you see a rich guy, you're not going to say, well, he's not out, right?
All kesef, that's what he has in this world, he's taking exile from Alaba.
If Hashem benched you with it, so then fine. If you do it for the right thing, you're getting schar from it, whatever.
Not where do you say that?
But you're saying when you ask for it specifically,
I thought it just means no extra.
The word is like this, okay? The word is that if you want it and you're chasing it, and Hashem gives it to you, then He's giving it to you on the cheshbon. If you're not, you don't care for it necessarily. Not, I don't need it. Hashem, wow, it's windfall.
Say in practice that the say like, if you people work and they make money, it's
no,
not
I
like
think
no, Ainaz ever said, what do you mean? There's people that Hashem gives them Zat Nishmaya. There's people that are chasing it their whole life. What do you,
it's
it's
people are
confusing.
chasing it, that means they never got it. The people who have it,
No.
they've worked for it.
Why there are those who are not,
of course they need something to get it, but it's not like
I'm not
people
saying anything
sit
bad about
down.
anybody, but when there's a
Very, very
guy,
wealthy people keep on working
right,
they don't
to
have to,
make.
they're consuming themselves with going after more and more. It's probably more that's what he was saying, as
Saying
opposed to
even
saying.
wealthy people, what do you want them to do? They're not going to sit and learn all day. You want them to do nothing? What do you want them to do?
It's not that it work. It's do.
It's not
No,
your attitude.
okay,
It's
yeah.
not your attitude. It's a matter of what you. The Mefarshim will say this, that Hashem gives her a shoyim, olam hazeh, so that he doesn't have to give him an olam haba, right? So I, it's not fair. No. Hashem knows what deep down your rotzen. If giving it to you a teres olam haba, if he knows it, that's deep down your rotzen. Yeah, I do want it.
No, I've seen Baal Moser say this type of idea that if you have, it's like simple as this, it's like the Hajj, like a hotel. If you get during the, like, I'm not sure, like,
You take the drinks out of the fridge. Remember those days? And then those drinks in the fridge and they charged you, right? So you take the drink out of the fridge and all of a sudden you go downstairs and they charge you. And you're like, what is that? No, you took some extra, ginger ale. So one of those vodka things and they charge you $15, like in the bottle, whatever. So what'd you take it for? Okay, but I don't know exactly what the I think it goes by what your sheaf is up for. Okay, shkach.